the Minnesota Vikings get the ball first to kick off the seventh game of the season. Welcome to Soldier Field.
It's going
to
take all three phases, offense, defense, special teams, to send these Bears to an early hibernation. Why don't we trick them and treat them to a good old-fashioned butt-whipping up in here? Let's go, boys.
Here is the O'Donnell punt as Danielle Hunter rushes in sweetly. Marcus Sherrills from his own 35 heads to the right side. Turns the corner near side to the 40 to the 50, and Sherrills has one guy to beat. 25-20, gets a block from Hunter. Touchdown! Marcus Sherrills with a 65-yard punt return touchdown has rallied the Vikings to the lead at Soldier Field.
Wonderful job by the special teams. Our offense, we're on the road, starting slowly. What a shot in the arm by the special teams of the Minnesota Vikings. Great job. Great job, Marcus Sherrills.
And Griffin's all over Jay, and he is sacked by rookie Danielle Hunter. Loss of three. That's Danielle Hunter's first full sack of his National Football League career. Hand off Jeremy Langford. Bam! Hit by Eric Kendricks and Linval Joseph. Harrison hit Forte so hard, 22 on 22 damage.
Linval Joseph absolutely destroyed this play right here. That play had nowhere to go with that type of penetration from big nose tackle.
Brian Robinson smashes the veteran Royal for a loss of 2 yards. Cannot get loose.
Minnesota needs to get a drive going. Teddy Bridgewater is going to have to do something through the air here for him to get back into this football game.
Bridgewater is knocked down. Looks hurt. Parnell McPhee got to him.
Teddy has been sacked 20 times this season, 17 on the road. Takes the snap on second and long. Gets away from the pressure. Sprints to the left to the 20, 25. Teddy slides at the 30. First down, Teddy. And it was a big one on second and 17.
Now their defense on the spot. It's third and four against Bridgewater.
Bridgewater with Rudolph and Asiata in the backfield out of the shotgun. On third down, takes the snap. Teddy looks left, fires, caught! Stephon Diggs, and he spins to the 30, 20, 15, 10, and touchdown! Stephon Diggs! Way to steal the show, Stephon! It's a 40-yard touchdown, and the Vikings are an extra point from tying the game.
That's Diggs' second touchdown of his career in back-to-back weeks.
This kid shows the headiness for the game, the willpower to get in for a touchdown that we've seen the past couple of weeks. Big play by Minnesota.
Diggs back-to-back 100-yard receiving games, and now he's got over 90 in this game. But that was as big as it gets.
It was a great run after catch, really. And you know, Stephon, he just continues to get better, and Teddy made some huge plays when he needs to, and that's Teddy. You know, that's what he does.
Hey, we're going to get the ball back. We're going to go back down to the spot.
On third down and five, Hutler on the run, and it's dropped by Langford.
But now you got Minnesota with the chance to win the football game here. That third down drop could come back to haunt Chicago. Their defense has stepped up all day today. They're going to need to come up with a big stop here.
We got to hurry. 39, 38, 37. Three timeouts remaining. Two receivers left and right. Second and six. Teddy on a deep drop. Parnell McPhee is doubled. Teddy fires for Charles Johnson right side. No! Charles goes up and gets it. And he came down with it at the 27. Charles Johnson's only reception today. It's a 34-yard cold-blooded connection.
And I tell you, what a heartbreaking way to get down in field goal territory if you're a Chicago Bears fan. To give up two huge plays here in the last minute and a half of the football game.
A gain of 35, four career game-winning drives for Bridgewater. He may be setting up Blair Walsh for another one.
He's hit 13 consecutive field goals, and the Vikings have not won here in 8 years.
And they're going to let it roll down and let Blair Walsh try to win this thing, aren't they? Here we go.
Snap, good, spot down. Walsh's kick is up. Good! Goodbye, Chicago. The Vikings win. Great job, Blair.
I knew he was going to make it. He'd been making them every day in practice. You know, you can tell when a guy's kicking the ball good. There's a thump to it, and he thumped it pretty good, and it was dead down the middle.